Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tadono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoy frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japheth Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no rights to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlabezulu siyahlangana namhlanje ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona uhambo lwakhe lwezwekazi leAfrika leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kunangale ke eZimbabwe ngani sokuzalele ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa, kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuze ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye, nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, lokhu kugoqela-ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke lenhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhlanje sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu kube-internet lobokuxhumana lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media nxa singakutshaya ngesilungu uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni. So ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona sibili abantu sebephosiphosela akade bekuphosela kuWhatsApp kuzobuya ke endaweni ezijeneyo. So ke khonapha ke nxali lokukhona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela iWhatsApp number yethu 0120246503 18. Ye kunjalo kwande.
Dwe. Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya toda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo, asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vanonzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu mudzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yare kakuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika zvodhirapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya tirikuda kutarisa zvikuru pazvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yekuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira message pa 001-202-619-2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be ably represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that we understand he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So, okay, Zulukanda Basi is here. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlangana khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakokuhluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time we saw that in the Sunday news George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then Charity Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms. Army uniform and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare on 14 January 2019 who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't dispute that.
We cannot dispute that. It's just interesting that you know they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing
to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like mm-hmm. that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, mm-hmm. that this thing came up as well, that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station
mm.
and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things.
Mm.
I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
No, no, it's very understandable.
Yes, and I'm not saying that I'm speaking on behalf of the police. No. What I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that. So anyway, what are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people
the avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, mm-hmm. and to try to bring in other other issues.
Mm-hmm.
We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure if we, I'm not sure where that is. And there's Ishmael Ndebele also. Mm-hmm. We're sending you know a message to say he's watching. And in Angus Charuma says mm-hmm. And he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share
mm-hmm.
his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects mm-hmm. that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages.
Yes.
There are quite a few.
And interesting.
Yes.
So we've got a caller on the line. Let's hear who that caller is. Maybe
yeah.
someone of it.
Yeah. Makadini Par.
Yeah, kunjan void.
Iyaphila babalindani.
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu, ngikhuluma lo bani.
Ukhuluma lesepathisana.
Yeah, mdawini, akuthi ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala ekhaya?
Hey, isimo sibi baba, manje azi ukuthi kungenziwa njani ukuze izinto ziqonde. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi abantu uma bengabambana kube lokubambana into eyenza ukuthi izinto ziqonde kungabi lokulwa lokho okwenzakalayo.
Mhm. Ye, kodwa ubona zani kuzalunga yini konke lokho?
Ukulunga kokhona kunzima ngoba masithi siyakhangela la kathesi njengoba sihleli sisegangeni so sihleli khathana labantwana yakubona ukuthi ukulunga kokhona kunzima ngoba abantu abaningi noma kusiyiwa kumavoti kasikwazi ukuthi sivote abasuka sisegangeni noma kunje siyabe sikhala kodwa siyabe sikhala ngoba siyabe sisehlulekile into ezifana kufikela from kumavoti kuze kuzofika manje lapho siyabe sisehluleka khona. So uma ngithi ngiyakhangela ukuthi ukuze kulunge kuzaba nzima ngoba njengentakithi yonke ayikho inta ekhona laphana elizweni. Abadala laba bekhona ma kuthiwa kuyalungisile ize from ekuvoteni abakwazi ukuthi bavotele uthinto. Kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani, yini e-right abangayenza. Thina inta sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenakweyi yokuthi singavota sithini. So noma mm-hmm. kusenzakala into so manje sijika thina sisola nethina sodwa singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuphi. Yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube nokubambana elizweni yikho kungadala ukuthi kube lotshintsho. Kodwa uma kusase so nabantu abangaphandle bakwazi khona ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luvele lube khona ukuze kulunge ilizwe. And masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodlamo olukhona nje elizweni langendlela i-government ebamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lotshintsho
eduzane. Sezwana
baba.
Yes, sezwana baba. Yes, sezwana.
Ikakhulu ku-generation yethu le esilayo manje ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa sina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya i-independence ye abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 away from unkosikazi wakhe sabo ukuthi vele into zakhona ziba nzima laba abasekhaya ukuthi bezehlala ekhaya labo kulunge bengathi bazame ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamakhotha kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namasosana la ahlumeza abantu basuke abalungisela nabo ngoba labo basekunzimele okufanayo
lakhe siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni phosa lokugcina khonapho ngamafishalo
a mina into engayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni laseZimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungise kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjani ngaleyo ndlela sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo ma kuywa intweni ezifana nabovothi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sikhe sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbe nilapho kungaba khona ukuba lesintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela
saba kakhulu ke mdaweni ungathinela kusasa ba
Yes,
I'm from Tawin Lapoe. That is Mr. Spanda. He's saying that, you know, he's very sad about what is going on at home. But he wants the right to vote. Because he says, as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem. So he says, let's have a different government and maybe things may change. So I guess we've got a caller. So we'll take a caller.
Yes.
Yes.
Muripo Eripar Nare.
Tulipo.
Tukutawala nani uye murikopi?
Murikutawala na jene panda aruku kutana havuroni.
Makadi nenyo amai?
Tulipo makadi.
Timatirewo neza munofunga nenyaya ya tina yanasi.
Nyaya yanasi.
Mabanda. Unjani mamu ya kulmisi ndevezi.
Ngikuzwile
sithule singana nje akhiliza so yeah so akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani ozakale Zimbabwe
awenzakale Zimbabwe akukho kuhle ngithi umthela kancane ngoba nqathi sandi lesivalela i-network asibathi sakhuluma njani leso ukuthi ndeni ziyaphila ngendeni ba abaphilanga sinele sibe kwazi
yes sizokuthi ke i-high court ite ukona kokwenziwe nguhulumente akukwemthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-internet so uthe kuvulwe nge-internet kuvulwe labo-social media kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho
kuyandithabisa kakhulu ngoti sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke
nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu ngodaba lolu wena ubona zane kwini okungenza ukuthi kulungise koko okuhluphe Zimbabwe
indaba le ukuthi zilungise vele apho kufuna khona phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngothi hayi thina vele siphansi ngabona nje singayilungisisa
so kodwa ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona zani kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazani sibili bathunuka izilonda abanye lapha abatshayiwe kwakwenzakala lakudala lokhani uzakukhumbula so ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda so wena ubona ngazani xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni
lokho ukuthi abantu balimele baphinuka izilonda sakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sebesawondayo akunanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo bebazaphunga ukubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga kuphelele emoyeni njengenjayelo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phose lokugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho
hayi ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli sikhuluma lo Janet Banda osebutswana kwele Gaborone ngiyabonga
sibonga kakhulu ke Janet Banda ungathinela kusasa so that is Janet Banda she's crying out loud really about the internet shutdown and she says you know if the government has decided if the High Court has made that kind of ruling it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo eripari nare?
Diripo, diripo mkoma, katiriko mkoma.
Tiri nari chaizo, murikupiko?
Mirimu N3 mjohani zbekumo.
Ya, tirikuta wala nani?
Na laf modondo.
Makadiko adondo. Vadondo. Matara nyayo kwa churumanzu. Chii chaitika kwa churumanzu. Chii chakaitika kwa churumanzu.
Vanu waka, pani vanu haru kuzi kwa zikuwa kafa vanu watatu. Vanu vanu waka, kune otu wano umo waka, wanoto zao, kato fao kumarae ni kwedu. Vangawari kwa kukuruwa yoku. Yoku kuzi kwa zikuwa kafa vanu watatu. Masoja, ari waka ngo zara zara makomu. Kutari kuita chii, au zidari kuchii. Pama kroza pose, kukwa zikuwa kwa nana fio fio pose, anu kwa masoja, atisi zizo 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 zizo.
Vadondo, tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu, ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanhu vazvamataura. Ndinoimba kuti zvepane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu, tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu. Mr. Donde here is quite agitated.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along. instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to hear anything about the government of national unity, because the elections were very, very clear
mm-hmm.
as to who the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, you know, mm-hmm. especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, you know, that they are saving, rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, are you pardonare?
Kiriposo makadibu wa salibona limjani.
Yes, ya pilo mfoe, tukunjani?
Haa, nikona zindo zamba kanjani ngave.
Haa, mbichani, funu kuluma ngeslo vani?
Haa, noma ngaslanga nisishone zindevele islugu, ischewa, isinyanja, apanta, but as long as uutubaya nizo.
Ye, kalisa ngoli molfuna.
Axel, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you, thank you for allowing me to speak on the program.
Mm.
Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home mm-hmm. is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers
mm-hmm.
are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know Bayali can go labant. Napanja walo ko Bayali masabant. So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is. I don't know what your take. It's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons. We don't have the weapons just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains. And now, like the caller we have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma. And the best thing we can do
mm-hmm.
is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics,
mm-hmm.
but you have got people on the ground. You've got and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is maybe we come up with dialogues, maybe we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition
mm-hmm.
that called Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abantu bayahlangana wanarusangana and laba ukuthi indebele umshona umhlobo bani amankazana amafana abadoda zwese, you know. So Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. If you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. the Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says, I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? People are being picked up. If you know you are an MDC supporter, if you know that you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Ask for your friends or for your relatives who are outside. Go to Zambia, go to Mozambique, go to South Africa, Baleka. This message, what I'm telling right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo
ereparu nare. Omu ndiripo.
Tukutaona nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Shumba. Vashumba, murikupi. Tipe wa fukwa zenyu.
Niriku South Africa. Niriku Batikana. Sikuru mesi. Kuitika. Asi. Imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet when our situation and our chief father is this? Asiyo wachisira, pati zimweni kashakata na diara siku watu wa maandekishi na kato uinua. Nemunu, is just going immediately.
Magabu.
Kwa kandrugu batika na sikuru.
Magabu chita kutipaitu wechi hapa. Magabu chita kuti Amerika kwa kuti Britain hidini.
Mafungira angu sababu mazirata chingweta utuanu. Hali kupandukira na pandukira na. Mitangani kifunga uti mkupa na unu ntinambuto uyu. Daya angu taura shoko wadi kuti ni maeleksi ndakari hiwa. Ouzi amkazi wano zichikubwa wati budisa shoko wadi.
Ndoza amnu ufunga uti singa batira.
Ndoza mafungira angu. Kupa angu tafuti yasi chinguyo ya ukutunga nyaya kuti. Iwe utunga nyaya sisa kanako na tungo wakatendike kwa puti. Sisa wakaitwa paya. Ndiyo umwe muna kato shandisa mari yangu gila kuno focha. Ndijifunga utisunu zinga tina kira bati hei. Waka maezi uya always scared kutivana. Kana utimai kana anino kuna kumkakafa.
Ehe. Aewa. Tinonzo wa.
Kwa si maekwendeni ya jahide kuti. Britain na Amerika mazitekishen huwa kiri. Kwete so kutivano manjira kune kimenye. Kato veta so kuti. Akiso honu kuti isu chikiri kuitika. I'm worried kuti who is the president? Kuna anofapa nende juhita sana anofapa nende kima cha marasha.
Vano no kakusika?
Vato no notesa. Kudasuru wakizi kutoka.
Tinoseka kwete kuti tulikuseka surikuitika munyika. Tulikuseka matauriro amuru kuita nduwa haru kutisesa panu. Donda utumunzu isi kuseka kwa tulikuita.
Kana ini andisi ku sisi makaa bisha mungu tayari saga shata kikuli ya nasi maoni rangu kwa chini hiki kiti na chama rasha hundi sisi wakwa kai wangu ya katua kwa samari inga bili ya chika kare
aiwa ngati tani sisi sijenti kama maawa akati o ariku ya zatanza kuti wa kurisira ruendo rau paka ati kuti vatu kumba
asi shoko rangu kupendi sira Mwari haziwe munu wani.
Ehe.
Mwari hano sana kubatira Zimbabwe. This is the time. Nukuti mwari haka taura jiti kana wanu. Wangu wanda mister rangu. Wakazi nini pisa wakati ya shakai pasavu. Nichapoza nisa ya uye nchawa regerera. So we are demanding him. Kutisa haka taura magwaro matine gazo itike.
Aywa. Tinote da sukuru na mashuku enyu wa shumba. Tinote nda chaizu.
Murambe mchindi bata wako mani.
Aywa, tichaeza, chaezu, tichaeza.
Ndini yeah. Nemo ono zibrai nungu na kutawo.
Ya, yeah, ngawa uyeva wangwe tamchidimbu.
Ngawa iti. Halo, kwa zoe magadi.
Tiripe edu mkoma Brian, tiitauri leosa, munofunga.
Ini mwanyara mune mafungiro, tashungu zika shukuru ninyo erugiti gai. Na uye masoja, mapurisa, kupu wakwa, nukukwara, nukusungwa, zvakura kuti kutevedze kunge vanhu vari munyika isiri yavo nge vatorwa iyo vanhu vari munyika yavo mazuva zvandine hondo kwaoma mapurisa ndekuchengetedza runyararo zvino kana takichirwe masoja manje zvinhu zvacho zvarema
zvarema aiwa ire
zvarema zvogwadza shuwa
aiwa
aiwa tarisire yedu nemunyengetero ngokuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka tigonodzoka tisimudzire nyika yedu idzoke payanga iyi
chokwadi aiwa
nodudaro daizvo ndakawaka imba handina kukwanisa kupedza ndakaenda nemari yandakaenda nayo ichibva kuno South Africa kuenda ikoko kusvika kuti tinge haitangi ichisimende yacho
hai
so zviri kurwadza
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brighton namashoko enyu mazvita chaizvo tinoimba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu mazvita chaizvo Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this
situation.
So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me guys right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to Shua Internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozias Nzua who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes,
and then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani Mkondisi Ngobe. Upalile lapho kuthi ukuchayana lokubulalana lokuvala internet osokulungiswa akusokulungisa ilizwe kumele kwenziwe ngendlela engcono so uyakhuluma khona I guess we've got another caller maybe
makadini kwa parinare
ndiripo makadini muri kutaura na mananda ku South Africa makadini mesemese nevari ku Zimbabwe nemewo vari kunze kwenyika
chiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi
ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu
naika taura sarudzai yamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu
I've been listening very carefully since the opening of the program. People talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Sikhulume into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili singayenza njani ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya sibambane sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani iyayo kubona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyota mutemo unovabvumira tisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nekuti papa vane hurongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende remember panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika so I've been thinking kuti as soon as the president come back home it is my thinking I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. In regards to that, I'm a ZANU-PF supporter. I left ZANU-PF, the country in 2000, and besides left the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that is to do with the passionate of the country, those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti, kumusha kwenyu kwamunobvaini, kana makuenda kunoroora, mukwazuriuti makunoroora kuya kukasvika mumwe munhu achitaura mashoko anotizo, kwamuda kuroorera uku, hakuna chimiro chakanaka, mumusha umu mune ngozi, muchaenda here kuda kunoroora ikoko?
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndo zvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichine vamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserve banks. Lina abantu ba Zimbabwe, siyaqhabanga nakakhulu siyazondana. We are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also, you guys of VOA, he has been going throughout the whole country. He has been going throughout the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhauyo kuti makambanzi amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya, kubvapa akatanga kuita, akambokuitirai chii? Maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo, muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei? Zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa. Asi munokanganwa kuti vamugade ndivo vakanga varipo. Makadii kubvunza muchiti vamugade zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo? Shabhani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa? Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokubhindura? Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sekuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevana vemuZimbabwe, hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapuwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashevedze vese vanachamisa, ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone, tinokudzoka kwamuri. Mbomira ipapo, pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi imi rambai muri pafoni, don't go away, handitika?
Thank you.
Alright. Muripo here parunare?
Yeah, kulo muntu wesintwini, lape tsongweni. Sizwe kuti Slobani mfowethu, kunjani tsongweni kunapa?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu, ngilapha eHavron eBotswana. Linjani Dube?
Siyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini, kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina.
Ye, phosa lakho ndlo.
Eh, hayi nya. Ye. Hayi elami sibili lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya ungana ku akulunganga.
Mhm.
Kodwa ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha.
Mhm.
Ukuthi siyakhala sithi okunjoku nje sesiduveke sathini thini. Senza njani ukuthi
silungile.
Mhm. Yilo supo lwami. This guy who is talking about kathi singasikhangela isituation esekhaya. Silabantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa ukuthi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani.
Mhm.
Bengilalela lapha babekhuluma eNew Zealand. Bekhuluma ukuthi abanye sebelahla ama grocery adele wathethe konke konkwana kulungako. Kumele sikhangele iside lonke.
Mhm.
So mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu ngingasikhuluma asikhangeleni situation on the ground ukuthi situation yethu yiphi. As Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yes, so what can we do?
Abantu ukuthi swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right. Ndlovini.
Ngama ordinary people, abantu abaphuwa.
Kubuya kuhle Ndlovini.
Forget about their political orientations ukuthi mina ngiwe party le lokhu njani. Izinto ezazisithatha isikhathi eside. Thina abanye sokuhlala edubeni lobo for since 1980. Mhm. Engxenye abanye kutsha kubo.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu.
Nga ule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu.
Very obvious.
Kwenzweni
Ndlovu. Into emele ukuthi se yenziwe njengoba indodana ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokurethwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nga isinjalo. Nga kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took ama positive measures ukuthi how do we save our people on the ground.
Ngicela ubambe umlomo Ndlovu. What Mr. Ndlovu is saying, what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here, a person who actually advocated for non-violence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what, that's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. Civil Rights Movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. Mm-hmm. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. Mm-hmm. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So Baba Ndlovu, kona ke atembuya la ukuthi uMartin Luther King wemuzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisi izikhali. Wena ngizwe ubambe izikhali lapha ezwanzana izikhali kuyabe kuchisa amateki phela lapho. So qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they were a wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalutho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avote ukuthi yes ifuna ama rights ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. They are in a very, very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence,
It means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent. Ngikhuluma so ngakuthatha ngubisele muvu ukuthi right eZimbabwe laphana sibe lama elections ama elections angikhona sonke siwenza we committed ourselves to ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and a prosperous country. But right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship. And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism. People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now, biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own. That's what we need at the present moment. But see, the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayo sithi sithiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point?
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazana ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinwa lokusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers. That is Maranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on hold.
Mr. Shumbazi and Chazati
Maranda, I think.
Muchiripo Reparnare. Manza zvatorwa na vava vapa runare iko zvino izvi. Pane zvamungada kutaura here zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirane nazvo?
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as the Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation. Traditionally, yes, here and there, we once had got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and they applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter, and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 1976. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade E.D., is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere. The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if you know, people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening, and what will happen thereafter? Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
As I've already said, people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both public and private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things. Such as, Raya Notarikiza Mwero, Wokuita Zunusmunga Sakako Dramges Chitik, and Dikataura Zendichit, Kuru Wakurwitwa Wan, Ina and the Furukutin Dinap Farira, and Kukurziri, Snogunak Saitika Pamanang, Snogunak Saitika Kanapam Skurwang, as a Sungangu Tikakunu Minang. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors association, the teachers association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders. The human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's have the heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can condemn him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you can do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got to stay on the line for a few minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a strong speaker.
Magadin par narap.
Zane Magadin.
Tirinani Murikupi.
Ndim kuma Mike kuwasape.
Kuwasape. Tina magusar muchitimbu. Tipe ofungwa zenyine nyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Zvakanaka. Ini ndinoona sekuti vamunangagwa pachavo nekukuvamirira kakauya. Hapana chinhu chavanochibatsira nacho because munhu wakagara tingori naye achingokonyiwa saizvozvo. Gavhumendi yavo yavari kutungamirira iyi haichafe yakatungamirira zvakanaka because ine zvinhu zvakawanda zvaisingakwanisi kuita miti. Ini ndiudze kuti ndiripi nyika under the sun yakanzi iri paamasanction kunyanya nyanya dzedu dzemadevelopmentsi inozosunguka kusvika yanaka. Ichishingirirwa iwo achipemha kubva pavakapemha hapana kana kwana imwe chete nyakazara pakavanda kuzosia zvoana musiwani zvoanozviwana kuti vanhu vati plus ikonomi yavo yakangobvira gredziri yakangoshata saizvozvi ndovavabvudza manhanda here varotaurawo vane hopu here nemunhu wavo iyeyi kuti achakungudzira zimbabwe ikasevaivha under sanctions ichikwanisa kuzosangana ne 1233 zvinhu zvakanaka ende nyika iyoyo iyo inoti minister of transport aripo minister of energy una aripo iye president anonosi ichinga kuannounza mitengo yedizeri kureva kuti munhu akatopuza asingakwanisi kuassign maduties kuvanhu vanenge vainavo haatovimbi navo kuve vakavaendesi vamire vavo kuti yazoannounza zvinhu zvakashata kudaro. Yes, part of what is lovely is open for business. It could just bring around the world. In the end, says in the Kabat Seba Apana, Mosaina Sun was the president, Rasaina, which is that, but come home, Apana, and go Ryan. She's all go Ryan and Ian, she's just to keep him in power.
I want to attend as Kuru Nemashoko Enu. He's saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
Yeah, and even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes.
And
yes.
Maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer. But we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers. this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night.